Today is August 6, 2024. The name of the doctor is Dr. Oliveros. I am a dictation for Linda Rhodes. The last name is R-H-O-D-E-S.
Linda Rhodes, August 6, 2024. Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S.
This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has been following the recommendations. She has lost about 6 pounds of body weight, and she has a CKD stage 3B that is associated to the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. The patient had nicotine abuse for many years. She quit 4 years ago, and all of these factors play a major role in the nephrosclerosis. On the other hand, the patient today comes with a serum creatinine of 1.7 with a BUN that is 16 and an estimated GFR of 30. The albumin creatinine ratio is 10, which is very satisfactory. Period. In the ultrasounds, in the past, it showed symmetric kidneys without evidence of calcifications or obstruction, and the Doppler ultrasound failed to show the presence of any obstructions. The BUN creatinine ratio is 9, so there is no component of prurigo nodosa. Following number, the patient has a history of vitamin B12 deficiency, is on supplementation. Following number, the patient started to take iron, and the most recent test that was done in July 29, 2024, the hemoglobin was 11.2 and the hematocrit 34 with the indices that are with a normal range. I am going to recheck the iron stores prior to the next appointment that is going to be in 4 months. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia history, and according to the medication list, she's taking simvastatin 80 milligrams, and whether or not the patient is taking Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, is unknown. The patient is going to call the office with the medications that she takes for cholesterol, because she insists that she takes 2 medications.
Well, I'm glad that
I don't have listed. I just have one. Period. Following number, the patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Without evidence of esophagitis. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today 128 over 80. And this is most likely associated to weight loss. The patient was commended because of her effort of losing weight. She will continue to do so pending the accurate information regarding the cholesterol medication in order for us to make the necessary adjustments. Paragraph I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and in the face-to-face 18 minutes in the documentation 10 minutes.